Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
We welcome you into the Bombers postgame show as Mountain Homes boys fall to West Memphis tonight. It was a hard-fought matchup against one of the top teams in the state, not just in Class 5A, but in the state overall. Mountain Home comes up just a little short as they fall to the Blue Devils 49-45. Let's first get our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game. Excuse me. And I'm going to give it to Matt Jones tonight. He was very tough, especially hitting, not only getting the outside shots, but driving in to try to get the layups. Because I'll tell you what, the defense was, even though Wyatt Gilbert ended up in double figures, I'll tell you what, he was being hounded a good chunk of the night, especially in the second half. So Matt Jones was able to pick up a good chunk of the slack to try to keep this game close. But Mountain Home just comes up short. Gilbert and Jones both end up with 16 points tonight each. 5 on the night for Satch Harris and 4 each for Dawson Tabor and Abe Crawford. West Memphis had 3 players in double figures. Leading scorer was Emmanuel Hort with 15 points. 14 on the night for Chris Moore, 11 for Kylan Sykes. And then a 4 tonight for Deion Williams, 3 for Kyron Hazley, and 2 for Xavier Warren. Mountain Home ended up with 4 turnovers tonight. West Memphis had 7. So both teams did a fairly good job taking care of the ball this evening. Tonight's game had 3 ties and 8 lead changes, actually. Most of those coming in the first half. So with the loss, Mountain Home is going to fall to 11-9 on the season, 2-5 in the 5A East. West Memphis is going to improve to 17-3 overall. They're going to finish the first half of conference play unbeaten in the league at 7-0. And so they'll stay in sole possession of first place in the 5A East as we move into the second half. So, again, Mountain Home suffers a 4-point loss, 49-45 to West Memphis. And Mountain Home girls also fell tonight to the Lady Blue Devils, 35-33. So West Memphis is able to complete the sweep to wrap up the first half of conference play. That's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast here on Sweetheart Royalty Night. Again, do want to say congratulations to Nate Duvall, Laura Wheat. They were the two seniors named the Sweetheart Royalty King and Queen tonight. So it was a little bit of a bright spot there tonight despite the 2 losses for Mountain Home. So our next broadcast is actually going to come your way 1 week from tonight. Mountain Home's going to take a few days off before they start the second half of conference play. This 3-game homestand will continue next Friday night right here at the Hangar as the Mountain Home will welcome Jonesboro into the Twin Lakes area. We'd love to see you out here for the broadcast, but if you can't make it, we'll have the broadcast for you right here, so be sure you tune in. So that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. As Matt said, we will not be having a broadcast this coming Tuesday night. Our next broadcast won't be until a week from tonight, so that's February 7th. Of course, the scheduling is still the same, with junior varsity tipping off at 5 and our varsity contest beginning with the girls' game at 6 o'clock. Of course, we will be facing Jonesboro, and as Matt said, if you can't make it for that, be sure to tune in here. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, be sure to go to our website at ktlo.com. Go under podcasts and click on Bomber Sports, and you can revisit any part of any broadcast you like. Once again, this has been Bomber Basketball, and you're listening to Classic Hits 101.7. Have a great night.
Good time rock and roll. Classic Hits 101.7.